Yo, TWG. G. Safe, gang.
Yo, der eine aus Australien, der andere aus Wien.
TWG.
Jacob und Gabriel spitten hier im Beat. Der eine redet schlechtes Englisch, der andere scheiß Deutsch. Wir spitten hier die Rhymes so fresh. Komm, verschwind ganz schnell, sonst clasht's. TWG represent.
Let's see how we go.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hello, good morning. No, good afternoon.
You sound very crispy.
Yes, crispy.
Crispy clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I had 3 coffees for breakfast.
And that's it?
Yes. I don't really eat breakfast at all. Oh, you know what I did? I went to Billa.
Yeah.
And then I got a Topfengolace. And it was the hottest Topfengolace I ever had.
Wow.
It was like steaming hot.
Billa's making like fresh Topfengolaces.
Yes.
And this is an insider tip.
Yeah. I don't know, but it was around, was it 10 a.m. or something?
Okay.
And the whole bag was like steaming of the Topfengolace.
Oh.
And I eat the Topfengolace on my way home because I thought like I need to eat it hot.
Yeah.
It was very exciting. It was my first hot Topfengolace.
That was your first?
Yes. That hot. Have you ever had a hot Topfengolace?
Only once in my life. It was very special.
See, it's very special.
It was
special.
An amazing moment. I think
I
it was one fine morning.
When you went to Billa.
I was at Der Mann.
Der Mann.
It's a very sexist name, isn't it? Only male bakers.
It is. Yeah.
That's a niche, I guess.
Yes.
Because you want your bread to taste manly.
Yes.
Like a man.
But it is die Topfengolace.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So the Topfengolace.
Move.
Topfengolace. Mm. First of all, beautiful word.
Yes, golace.
No?
Golace?
Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
You think?
Yes, I do think so.
I think it's poetic. It's
very unsexy. Yeah. Golace.
And the second thing about it, so in Germany, they don't use this word, no? Quarktasche.
No, yeah. They don't even have Topfen.
What?
No.
They've got a Topfen shortage in Germany.
No, I think. I think they have Quark, but is Quark actually Topfen? I'm not so sure.
So the Germans crossing the border to Austria.
To steal our Topfen.
Yeah, to get their petrol, to get their diesel.
And their
Quark.
Yes.
And they keep saying Quark, and Austria's like, no.
We don't have that.
We don't have any.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a good morning.
Yeah.
Verena had a good morning.
And it's also my favorite bakery, baked good in Austria.
Yes, it's fantastic. If they don't put Rosinen in it, I can't.
You don't like the Rosinen?
No, I really don't like them.
But only Anka does that. And I think they're trying to do it differently.
You're an expert.
Yeah, I am. I love them so much.
Really?
Yeah, I came. I think it's part of why I stayed here. Like, just the Topfengolace.
Why did you stay here, actually?
That's a great question.
Tell me.
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay.
This audience has heard too many times. Because
okay.
This sound check has now turned into a real check. We don't need a check anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you'll put that on air?
Yeah.
My Topfengolace love.
I think it's a great. It's hot in here, no?
Yeah, it's hot. I'm sweating.
But I got the air conditioner on.
No, but it's fine. We'll be fine.
I'll fix it in post-production.
Okay, good.
Wipe the sweat off.
Put some makeup on me.
I'll tell the AI to wipe the sweat off.
Yes, okay.
And give you big eyelashes.
You.
Like you have.
Yes, the TikTok filter, you know?
Yeah. So you've heard it first here from Verena Titze. Do you pronounce it like that?
Yes. Verena Titze. You know, international people would call me tits.
I didn't want to say it because it's not okay.
Yes, okay. Can I tell you something even worse?
You can go as far as you want with this name because at first it's yours and you're a woman.
Okay. So. You know what a friend once said? I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it.
Yes, you are.
Okay, he said vagina tits.
Verena, really, vagina tits.
Yes. It's really not nice. No, let's cut that out. I don't want that on, you know, spread over Austria. It's maybe not a good way to introduce me.
I don't know. I think I you would know. Get a lot of...
I think we need to cut it.
At your shows, you would definitely get a lot of people coming, but for the wrong reasons.
Yes. Imagine that would be...
Like that would be
my show name, you know? Surprise, surprise. Oh my God.
Okay.
No, so, Verena Tietze is fine.
Verena Tietze, I said it correctly, and I'm proud of myself for that because usually I'm rubbish with names.
No, it's really good.
Okay, so I've got notes about Verena, and I'm going to introduce her properly like a real podcast host, all right? She's a cabaretistin. It's also a hard word to say, like colace.
Yes, yes.
Which is a kind of comedian which we don't really have in the English-speaking world, just to clarify for the international listeners.
Maybe I'm a dark comedian. I don't even know. Could I say that in
English? You're not black. This is a misunderstanding.
I sometimes say my cabaret is düster. Okay.
Okay.
Düster. What is the word for düster in English? I don't know.
We're going to keep that until the end of the episode.
Okay.
Because we want to keep people hooked to the end of the episode. Actually, because I don't know.
Yes. Okay, fine. Think about it. Have a think.
So she does comedy and she's very good at it. She's very funny. She's a podcaster, an all-round entertainer and an author.
Yes, yeah.
So you've done all the mediums
I've
communication.
I've done quite a few things, yeah.
Why did you want to do all of them? Are you trying to show off?
Yes. No, I have no idea, to be honest. Okay. Like one thing led to the other, really. It was a path I went down.
Okay.
The first thing was a book. So I wrote the book, which was not a book. It was a diary that I wrote in rehab in my Alkoholentzug.
Interesting.
And then my therapist was like, Verena, this is so interesting and fun. Why don't you publish it?
Wow, your therapist said that?
Yeah, kind of, more or less, yeah.
And now your therapist is your producer.
Yes. No. But
imagine
she's still
that.
My therapist. I still go to her. So.
Let me ask you this. Does she go to your shows?
Yes, she does.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does she say in the... Actually, you can't talk about that, no? Mm. Wait, no, they can't talk about that. You can talk about what happens in therapy, but they can't.
Exactly. Yeah. But
does she ever bring it up in sessions? She's like, we've got to talk about what you said on stage last night.
No, but you know, which I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but you know, she sees people in the audience that I've talked about and she's like, oh, I recognized him immediately.
Really? You
know? Yeah. Like, and then we talk about that. But
it's interesting. Because I also go to therapy and I always am very unsure of how intimate they can get with you or how personal they can get.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I also asked her if it's okay, but she said it's totally fine to come to my shows and, you know, I think that's okay. And I think I'm allowed to say this.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can say what you want.
Yeah. No, but I want to, you know, not get my therapist into trouble.
But we won't put her in the show notes.
No, we won't. No, we will not. Incognito.
Yeah,
incognito.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So... I once heard this line and I thought I've been waiting to apply it to somebody for a long time.
Yeah.
Somebody once said that nothing in terms of culture that you create is good or truly good unless it costs you something.
Ooh.
And for me, that was like, whoa, okay, I've got to do that one day. Mm-hmm. But you are a person that has really achieved that. You've created a whole... persona, like it's not even persona, how would you say it, like a whole entertainment multi-channel ecosystem out of a burnout and back in the day alcoholism.
Yes I have actually. Yeah,
I would like you to introduce these topics for the audience because I feel awkward talking about them on your behalf.
How much did you drink?
Yeah. How much do you have to drink to be an alcoholic? Like,
really addicted.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, so I had a massive burnout. This was in the year 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really the picture girl of work hard, party hard, you know?
Okay.
So I would work a lot and drink a lot and have very little self-esteem and be very unsure of myself. But to the outside world, I would be very fun and extroverted. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And this is also a part that, you know, brings you into burnout, that you're not really authentic and that you're doing things other people expect of you, all that kind of stuff.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Well, you could come to my show.
Fuck. Now I know what's going on.
Don't worry. You're good.
Yeah.
And yeah, so in Vienna, we drink mm-hmm. a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had circles where everybody drank a lot and it was a whole Teufelskreis. I'm allowed to bring in some German words.
Please, shake it up. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Bring in some Mandarin. Bring in some. No, but as much as you want. Yeah.
Circulo de Diablo.
Oh, wow. Not that though.
Well,
too
anyways,
much.
Yeah. Okay.
What is?
So it was a devil's circle. Is that an English term?
That's cool. No, yeah. But I like
okay,
that.
Well,
I'm going to use it now.
Circle. And I drank almost daily, but not daily, and also not during the day. So I wasn't drinking the vodka in the Schublade of my office.
Okay.
So an alcoholic can be someone like me.
Yeah.
Who drinks 5 to 10 Spritzer mm-hmm. for after work.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, I would get blackout drunk. During the whole weekend, like Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Or Friday and Saturday, and then yeah. be hungover on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when it all happened and all went to hell, all went to shit.
Yeah.
And I went to rehab.
Did the burnout happen? So it like the alcoholism happened because of the burnout or?
Yeah. This is also a little bit of a henne-ei problem. Mm-hmm. Also not sure if there is an English term.
Henne-ei?
Like chicken egg problem.
Ah,
do you know the phrase?
That's a phrase in English.
Really?
Yeah, we like, say the chicken before the egg.
Exactly.
Which one came first?
Exactly.
Nobody
it's a chicken egg problem.
Okay, it's a chicken egg problem, yeah.
Yeah, because of my low self-esteem and the stress I had and then not very nice bosses and, you know, mm-hmm. and giftiges Arbeitsklima and all of these things, I would drink a lot to mm-hmm. release my stress.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a bit of a chicken egg thing because you have a lot of stress and you drink and then you have more stress and then you drink some more.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never knew how unhealthy it would be to drink more and more and more, especially being in these circles where people, where all people drink. And so I was surely, I was definitely already addicted to alcohol mm-hmm. while still working. Mm-hmm. But of course, alcohol helped to get me into my burnout.
Yeah.
Does that explain it?
Of course, like, you because know, it wears like a, you out. You're not sleeping well.
You're not doing sports. You're not, you know, in the end, it was all, okay, work. And then when can I get to the bar?
Yeah.
And then meet a guy and then get my love from some stranger, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And it's, of course, everything is very shallow. Everything is unhealthy and superficial and you're in this bubble. You know, I was working in media. So, you know, it was party all along, but mm-hmm. very empty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I would say having a tough job and not knowing how to cope with it. Mm-hmm. So not having strategies like yoga and walking in the forest and having good friends. Mm-hmm. Alcohol can be a very quick solution.
Yeah, because it's also a reward.
Yeah.
After a stressful day.
Yeah. And you feel better after like 2 glasses of wine. You do feel better. That's not
for
a
sure.
lie, right?
It's, no.
It happens. And so, yeah. So it was the Teufelskreis.
Teufelskreis.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
The good old Teufelskreis.
The Diablo the Circolo.
Exactly. The Diablo de Circolo.
Yes.
Exactly. The devil of the circle.
What is devil in French?
The ville. I don't know.
Cruella de ville.
Cruella de ville,
yeah.
Tell me, when you were like going out, going nuts, as in nuts as in drinking a lot and stuff, what would you be your late night snack?
Oh, definitely a Käsekreiner.
Yeah?
Yes.
You would go to a Käsekreiner?
Sure. Or a Döner. Or a pizza. Like anything.
Or all of them at once.
Yes, all of them. Yeah. I would get very hungry.
I have a Döner sandwich with a Käsekreiner, a pizza.
Pizza on top. Yeah. Ooh, that was always a lovely part of the evening, of the night.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not something you miss?
Well, now sometimes I still feel a bit nasty when I get a Leberkäsesemmel.
Yeah.
It's like a guilty pleasure. It's like I'm not hungover.
Yeah.
Why am I craving the Leberkäsesemmel?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
like I didn't, didn't have a drink, did I?
Did I?
Yeah, did I? What happened last night? So like once or twice a year, I have a Lieberkäsesemmer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the point though? Because I think like somebody keeps, or this is talked about a lot often in the agency industry as well, because burnout's very common as well, like media, right? They're like sisters.
Yes,
the agency and media world. And burnout's talked about a lot, and there's a lot of stuff out there, content that talks about that a lot of people don't know when they're in burnout. How did you know? Like, what was the point where you're like, fuck, this is too much?
Oh, boy.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, here Everybody we go. But I have
get
to
some
say,
popcorn.
Yes. I have to say that is a scene.
Not a drink.
Get the popcorn. No, but this is a scene in my show, actually, how this happened.
You shouldn't give it away then.
No, I won't give you the whole thing.
Okay.
But I kind of woke up in a bed that wasn't mine. I couldn't move my back. I was almost paralyzed. And I remember calling my mom. Well, I took a cab home. Then I called my mom. I was like, I can't move.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. And she brought me to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no idea. They were like, oh yeah, Schmerzmittel. And then they gave me a Halskrause.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, sending you home.
And then you're looking in the mirror at this and you're like, this wasn't my plan.
This is great.
I'm okay.
And I was like hyperventilating. So I couldn't I was like, breathing like this. And so I was really out of order.
Yeah.
Burnout comes in several stages.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I was in, I couldn't even think of eating or showering or anything. So mm-hmm. I was really over the moon. You know, I was above and beyond.
Yeah.
So my mom took me home to her house and I just stayed there and I sat on her Seidenteppich and was crying and couldn't even open an email. And, you know, just like the brain kind of shuts off, like nothing works anymore.
Mm.
So... Okay. It was very dramatic with me.
That's how a lot of people describe when they hit depression. Like as in the brain switches off, you can't do anything anymore.
Yes. And this was weird because, you know, I was working and functioning and functioning and then bam, like one morning it was just done.
Wow.
It was, you know, like Watschen des Universums, you know?
Yeah.
It was not slipping and sliding into burnout. It was from one day to the next. It just... Nothing worked anymore.
Okay.
So it was very scary at that point.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple of weeks. And then my Hausärztin sent me to a psychiatrist.
Okay.
And this was weeks later. And she was then, okay, you're in a burnout, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And then it took me a couple of months to actually wrap my head around it. So I didn't see it. I was like, no.
Yeah, because you can't see it. That's the hardest
you can't
thing,
see it. Right? And I, you know, and then I was running every day and I was, you know, trying to get myself together because that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Like I wanted to function.
Yeah.
I was like, why can't I function? Mm-hmm. Why can't I read an email? Like I would get a panic attack when I would open the laptop. I couldn't read
Holy
an email.
Shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I need to get back to work. I need to get back to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't. And I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you get, because we're going to talk more about it after settle time, but do you get tired of talking about this topic?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I think my next program will,
will be on.
Be a different one about, I don't know, something more fun.
Clowns.
Yes. My happy life.
My journey to becoming
a penniless artist.
Yeah.
It's so much fun being selbstständig.
Yeah.
It's like so cool.
In Austria, it's awesome.
Yes.
So much fun.
Yes, yes, yes. So, no, but I think that might be my next program, like the path of becoming a solopreneur, because that's fun as well, you know.
Okay.
That has its perks and its low points.
You've got a show happening now, no?
Yeah. Well, so we're done with Sommerpause now.
Okay.
And my next show is on the 13th of September.
Yeah, we're going to plug that throughout the whole episode.
Yes, could we say it again and again and again?
Until the audience is burnt out from listening to
that. Yes, and are you coming on the 13th
I
of
am.
September?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because then you can maybe sign autographs or something, you know?
You need
after
to sign
show.
Autographs.
Or I can
sign Yeah, okay. You have to sign autographs.
You can send, I'll give you
I should
photos,
do it for you.
My photos, and you can
I
sign it with
you.
Verena. Yes. I'll put you on I'll have a little booth for
Verena
you.
Verena Vagina Tita.
You're not allowed to say that.
Sorry.
Yeah, just
Sorry.
Me.
Sorry.
No, but come, really, okay. Come.
I will, okay. For sure. Good. Good. I'm very honored that I get invited, yes. And yeah, I want to see your show.
Good.
Like, so last week, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, yeah. Patrick, a good friend of mine and also Verena's, mm-hmm. was on the show, and he was like, you have to get Verena in. She's so funny. Mm-hmm. Get her on the show.
Be and so when sweet.
It, when it comes to recommended from Patty,
yeah, you're in.
Do it.
Yeah.
You literally have to do it.
So you have to do it.
Yeah.
13th of September.
13th of September. So September. Whisper it. Yeah. Yeah.
I will do it again.
All right. Let's go to Tettle Time.
Okay.
Tettle Time.
Okay. So Verena. Yeah, that was really awkward, no?
Yeah, well,
we just
yeah.
both do pretended. Because so Verena also has a podcast, right? We already established that.
Yes.
The name, I have to pronounce it as well.
Yes.
Because that's his name, no?
Yeah.
Musalek, that's easy.
Musalek.
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 Better.
Better, not right, but better.
No, it's good, it's good.
And Titze.
Und.
Und, yeah, Entschuldigung. Yeah. Like a German glass on the side. Yes.
And. Sorry.
No, it's good. I like it. Okay. And so your podcast, you introduce it as well, because I'll do it in a way that I feel like I didn't.
Do you know the second title of my podcast? You can say it.
No.
Do you know it?
No.
You don't?
No.
It has a title. Musalek und Titze are our names.
Yeah.
And then it's called?
Burnout.
Wrong. It's called Im Rausch des Lebens.
Ah.
Okay, now you say it.
How did you work out? So Verena yeah. has just worked out that I skipped this because I didn't want to pronounce it.
Im Rausch des Lebens.
Im Rausch
oh, that's
des
really
Lebens.
Good. Oh, that was really good.
Yeah? Yeah. Rausch.
Yes.
Rausch.
That's a nice R.
Rausch aus yes. der Hausch.
Ja.
Sorry.
Der Rausch des Lebens.
Rausch des Lebens. Why is it becoming oh Irish all of a sudden? Rausch des Lebens. Good. It's Flemish.
Yes.
So you talk well Flemish done. On this podcast?
Yeah, I do.
What
yeah.
do you talk about yeah. in Flemish?
Well, yeah. So we do talk about mental health. We yes. talk about, well, it started with me telling Professor Dr. Michael Musalek, who is a very well-known psychiatrist, me telling him my story. So mm-hmm. how I got into my alcohol addiction, mm-hmm. how all of that happened, my time in rehab, all of these things. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of the expert telling me, okay, well, this was happening then and there, and oh. this is the point where you were addicted. And,
yeah.
oh, you are burnout Stufe 3. And, you know, so he gives explanations to all the shit I went through.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
So he started to break it down for you, so it was very understandable.
Yes, and also for the audience, you know. So
brilliant.
Because, of course, I know that people don't like hearing that they might have an alcohol problem, right?
Yeah.
And or maybe they don't know whom to talk to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's so shameful and we don't dare to talk about even like depression, burnout, but especially addiction, I think, is very taboo yeah. in Österreich. I don't yeah. know, in Australia, if it's
yeah,
the
it
same.
Is as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I think things have a extra taboo layer here in Austria.
Right.
Money.
Yeah.
Like all these topics that yeah. are very sensitive all over the world, they have an extra layer here.
I think
extra
so too.
Cream
yeah.
layer.
Yeah. So that was the beginning that I thought, okay, you know what, guys, I'll talk about it. And yeah. and people also get to ask us questions like, how can I talk to my partner if he has an addiction?
Yeah.
Things like that. So we give practical tips mm-hmm. and now we talk about everything because we've been going on for 2 years. So
yeah.
we had a love cycle and we had a depression cycle and
I'm gonna go
the
back
next cycle. Oh, by the way, the next cycle will
the love
be
and depression cycle. Depressed in love.
Depressed in love and, you know, no, but Bindungsmuster. And
ah, yeah.
now the next one will be intimacy.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very excited about that one.
Mm, I'm going to
yeah,
listen to that.
Not just sexual intimacy, oh. like, but also, and yeah. also porn industry and what it does to us.
So porn intimacy.
Yes. Yes. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
very interesting. I like this. So yeah. you're going into all these topics that people typically don't talk about. That's why it's so popular.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you're really so, breaking.
Yeah.
What do you say? In German, you have an expression, break the lance.
Na, tabus brechen. Eine yeah. Lanze brechen?
Yeah.
Is that, what does that
no,
even
Lanze
mean?
Brechen
no,
is,
it's something else.
It means something else, no?
Yeah.
Tabus it means you break brechen? Open the way for somebody else to do something, oh. I think.
Do you think I'm doing that?
Yes.
Oh,
I think
nice.
You are.
Yeah.
Really, you are. You're making it accessible.
Yeah.
Which is a huge thing to contribute yeah. to society.
That's my goal, you know, to be like, hey, guys, if I'm addicted, you can be too.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be you. No, and now I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm highly successful. I yes, own yes. five no. different channels of media.
No, but that was the goal, you yeah. know, because I was really ashamed and I was very alone,
yeah.
and, you know, so I was really, I had a very hard time. So the sentence you said, you know, with the
Kunst muss wehtun,
yeah, genau, yeah. Something like that. It really did. It was really
yeah.
painful. And I think it's super important to help people who have an addiction.
Yeah.
And if they're very ashamed and don't go to see a doctor and don't go to see someone to get help,
yeah.
it just gets worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And but where did you find the Mut? Because I yeah. like that word better in German than English, to be honest. Mut is such a strong Mut, word, no? Yeah.
Courage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the courage or bravery. Like
bravery.
And that doesn't yeah. have the same like Mut.
Yeah. Mut.
It's one syllable.
Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah, where did you come to then be like, okay, I'm going to turn this into yeah. something where I can talk about it?
I don't know.
Was it you or did somebody say something to
My
you?
Therapist.
The therapist deserves a bit
she's
of a commission.
An angel.
I think you're going to start yeah, paying yeah, a commission to
really
your
cool.
therapist.
No, but so as I told you, like I wrote a diary and then she said, man, this is nuts. All the things happening to you and how you're also handling them. This could help people.
Okay.
And I was like, that's a good idea. I had no idea what to do anyways with my life. I knew I couldn't go back to my old job. And so that's how the book
wow.
Was published and then I had some coach because I wanted to learn how to read in front of people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she was like, don't you wanna tell the people yourself? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Actually, yes.
Yes, I do. I'm like Rampensau, you know?
Like, you're like, I don't know, let's say her name is Teresa.
Yes, that's my sister.
Teresa, why have yeah. you got your hand up my shirt? Like as if I'm a puppet. Why are you What are you doing?
What are you doing? No, and then
no, but
I,
this is yeah. really cool. That must have been such a good moment when you yeah. felt that click.
Yes.
When she told you that.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Yes, it was a click. It was a click. And then I did like an open mic in front of 20 people. I was so nervous and I was so scared.
Wow.
Oh, it was the scariest thing. And then I did 5 minutes. You know, now I do 2 hours in front of 500 people. And, it's,
yeah.
you know, so yeah. it's like it's grown a lot.
Yeah.
But I was so, so scared. And then afterwards, there was one girl who started crying and she just came up to me and hugged me. And she was like, this was so important. And then I was like, this is what I got to do. This is my calling.
Wow.
I just knew. I just really knew.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I admire you.
Thank you.
Tell me, Zettelheim,
yes,
as I've explained
okay,
to
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Is so bring it back to Zettelheim.
Yeah.
It's a when we talk about our obsessions, whatever's going on in our heads,
yeah.
right? I'm giving the floor to you for this Zettelheim today.
Okay.
So, do you have like an obsession at the moment? Something you're thinking about a lot, or so staged? So we already talked a bit about it before
like
the episode.
20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But there is something and I'm
and
actually
now we have to say the same conversation exactly the same. That's the
okay,
challenge.
But then you have to react the same way.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll try.
Are you going to be able to do
no.
that? Yeah. Okay.
As you can say, I couldn't even stage the,
yeah.
the transition.
Well, so it's really embarrassing actually.
Okay.
Because it's not cool. I don't think it's cool at all, but I don't care because, you know, I'm authentic. I'm just
yeah.
going to talk about embarrassing
That's in.
Things. There's this game called Skippo.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Skippo?
Only, no.
No.
I've never
no,
heard
never,
of
right?
it.
Never, right? Never.
Ever before.
What is it?
Except
Tell me.
This
yeah.
afternoon,
yeah.
just before this
yeah.
episode.
What is it? Yeah. So it's a card game.
It's a card game.
It's a card game. And I was hiking with a friend in the mountains in Südtirol, and she brought Skippo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she taught me Skippo, and I got extremely hooked.
Yeah.
And also, another embarrassing fact is I'm a very sore loser. Like,
okay.
I really hate losing.
Yeah.
And I kept on losing. And I was like, again,
okay.
again, I want to
okay.
play again. And then, And then I
on this beautiful mountaintop.
Yes, you got yes.
Green hills, there's cows, like with their bell sounds. Yes. It's so calming. And you're like, fucking, let's go again.
Let's go again. Double until I win. You know, I'm going to win this. I did. And it's like very ugly Uno cards kind of situation going on.
Okay.
And it's numbers and you have to go up and down with the numbers. And so anyways, after I actually won, and not always, but I was always very excited when I won. And I went back to Vienna and I bought a deck of Skippo cards. Yeah. And I brought it to the next vacation with other friends. And my friend and I, we met two men there.
Yeah.
Nothing sexual, just like really nice guys. Skippo.
Just Skippo.
Yes, and I didn't even know sexual. I didn't even know them. And I was like, you want to play? You know? And they just...
I love that.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, hello, your name is Paul. Hi, come sit down.
Yeah.
And then the four of us would sit for hours and get... Everybody was so excited. I made them also like hooked to Skippo and they were all smoking and drinking. Not me, but all of the rest.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, and it's your turn and blah, blah, blah. And we got like super, super excited.
Yeah.
So what did I do? Yesterday, I founded the first Vienna Skippo Club.
I've got to react.
You've got to, yeah.
Last time
I already told him this.
When,
now,
when she told me last time, I was like, I was just thinking in my head, I swear that in Austria, whatever you're enthusiastic about, you open a Verein.
Really?
Yeah. Like Austrians have so many, Germans and Austrians, they love their Vereine.
Yes.
Have you noticed?
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's a huge scam. Of some kind.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think
it's money laundering.
You're so I'm going to do, yeah. So as I am a penniless artist, I'm going to make my money with Skippo.
Going to run some drug money through your Skippo for that.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
It's quite clever, actually.
It is. And so, but now since yesterday, I have a WhatsApp Skippo group.
So you really went to the Behörde. Of Vereine.
No, I founded a WhatsApp group. That's what I did yesterday.
I thought you got like an official
notice. Not yet. I shall.
Yeah.
I will.
Because he can earn money from it.
Yeah. You want to be in my Skippo
Club? I'll be in Skippo Club.
Yeah.
I want to be in Skippo Club.
Okay. I'll put Patrick also into my Skippo Club.
Yeah.
So I got very enthusiastic about it and I hooked everyone else. And so now these two nice men from the vacation at Münstettersee and my other friend, they were the core Skippo Club.
The funny thing is that they were like probably at the beginning like, we're going to pick up. Awesome. And then all of a sudden it turns into this like Skippo thing.
No.
And they're like, this is even better.
This is fantastic.
This is amazing.
Yeah, no, but they were really, everybody was so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have like the gift of, you know, mein excitement ist ansteckend sometimes.
Ah.
You know, I think.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can already see that. Mm-hmm. Your laugh is ansteckend. Ansteckend? Ansteckend. Yeah.
Ansteckend.
Ansteckend.
Yes.
Mit A.
I'll play Skippo with you and you will see.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see.
Are you scared?
A little.
A little bit. That's okay.
Especially if I win.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
you. Shouldn't. So I taught my mother 2 days ago or like 3 days ago.
To lose.
And she won the second time and I was like, fuck this. I'm not playing with you.
You're not my mother anymore.
Yes. I was like,
I quit being your child.
And I was really upset because, you know, it was the second time she played and she already won. And it was like,
she's a talented woman, your mother.
Yeah, she is. So not sure if I'll play with my mom again.
There are those people that are just very good at games, no?
Yeah, I am such
like
a
your
person.
Mother. And you, obviously. Yes, she taught you.
Yeah.
But no. She's like the Mr. Miyagi and you're the...
She always let me win.
Ah.
Which is why now I'm such a sore loser, you know?
Is that a good thing to let them win?
I don't know. I'm very competitive.
Yeah?
Yeah. And yeah, so I'm not sure. Do you have kids? I don't know.
Yeah, I have two kids.
Yeah.
Letting them win, I don't do it.
No?
No.
Okay, I think that's good. Or maybe just sometimes, you know?
No, never. And then I rub it in their face.
Are you a sore loser?
No.
No.
I'm really bad at all board games.
Oh, really? I love board games.
I like them too. I like the atmosphere when we have like a... When I'm with mates and we actually never do that. Like a games night. When we play cards, like I got invited to a poker night once.
Yes.
It was glorious. It was very fun. I didn't get invited back.
I'm sorry.
I was obviously too shit.
Yeah. So, but this is my obsession, I would say, currently.
Okay.
Maybe I'll play for the next 40 years and there's going to be like a Skippo, you know, fine going on in Vienna and I'll be the boss.
It'll be... Life goals, yes, right?
That's the goal.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing that little obsession with us. Mm-hmm. We'll leave Settle Time now.
Okay.
And go to the other segment.
Good.
Here's a message from our sponsors.
Podcast Playtime.
Oh yeah, jetzt 5 Sterne geben.
There are no sponsors. If you want to be our sponsor.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Also to Verena. Yeah, and her show.
We need sponsors.
Yeah. Penniless artists.
Yeah. We do it for the art.
Yeah.
And the money.
And the money.
Mm.
Let me ask you. So there was a. Do you want to have a break? Do you need a break?
No.
I'm good.
Do you
to
need
keep
a break?
Going.
Yeah.
No, I'm good to keep going.
Yeah, me too.
I'm okay.
I'm in. We're in it.
This is a competitive thing happening. I'm all right. How long can you go?
What? I don't need a break. Do I look like it? No. I'm good.
3 hours later, you're like, you need a break? No.
Should we keep going? Let's keep going. Yeah. I can talk some more.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Yeah. Like I'm sleeping.
Jake, and I'm running the show, getting another macava.
You know, Jake, I need you to officially surrender before I can leave this.
Can I take over the podcast?
Exactly.
Jake's asleep. It's the Verena show now.
You're doing both my voice and yours. And a third person has entered the room because you're going a bit crazy.
Teresa. Yeah. My coach, Teresa, has just entered.
The therapist is there. All of a sudden, the therapist is there.
No, Teresa was the other. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Teresa was your sister. No, Teresa was the therapist.
The fictional therapist. The coach that said,
oh, yeah.
Don't you want to be on stage?
Yeah, the puppet master.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell me. So I was in Japan once, right? Yeah. And I was in a taxi.
Yes.
And the guy was very excited to speak with me in English. And we had a chat. And he said that he has a theory that the whole of Japan is burnt out.
Oh, wow.
He says everybody in Japan is just burnt out, right?
Oh, my God. Damn.
And I was wondering, do you think Austria's burnt out? Do you think all of Austria is
No,
burnt
what
out?
I think is Austria is addicted. That's what I think.
Yeah. To
That is the more important
to
question here.
To
what?
What are they addicted
alcohol.
To? Porn.
This I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do think...
Alcohol,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think... No. I think Austrians still have a bit of the laissez-faire, you know?
Yeah.
So, of course, there are very toxic environments. We know this.
Yeah.
But what I think is... What also... I think you said that before. Like, Austria, es wird alles unter den Teppich gekehrt. Mm-hmm. You know? In the sense of... We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
So everything is just under this carpet, and the carpet is like full of dark, nasty secrets.
Very lumpy carpet.
It's a very lumpy carpet, and we're all up here with our glasses of Spritzer, like, oop, nothing's wrong.
You're
we're
like
all good.
Kicking it back under with your foot.
Yes, exactly.
Let me out.
Get back under there.
Yes, exactly. It's like den Frieden bewahren, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and this is Austria, I think. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about things. Mm-hmm. We... Kehr it under the rug? No.
Yeah.
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 How would I say that?
I
we
know.
Dust
kick,
it? No.
No, there's an actual expression, no?
Yeah.
We dust it under the rug? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well, you know, yeah.
It's a
you
rubbish
know what
language
I mean? Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. So wir kehren es unter den Teppich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what not everybody, but many do, and also in the countryside, but also mm-hmm. in Vienna, everywhere, is let's just have a drink on it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that everybody is addicted. And I'm also not saying nobody should ever drink because it's cool. If you can have a glass of wine and then, you know, leave it be, I'm almost a bit jealous. You know, I won't ever be able to do that again.
I don't know a person that can do that.
Really?
As in to have a glass of wine and let it be.
Really? But that's not good.
As in, I feel like whenever you're out for drinks or whenever somebody's having drinks.
Yeah.
Then they're constantly sipping at it.
Yeah, well, that is not ideal.
But that's the habit that alcohol is. I think everybody's a little bit addicted somehow. I mean, I got to put it this. This is a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
I think we've hit something interesting
yes.
here.
Yeah.
When I first came to Austria, I never had a beer through the week. Or when I go meet a mate, I wouldn't have a beer.
Yeah.
It would just be like, go out for a coffee or
yes.
we'd just hang out.
Yeah.
At the, whatever. Since I've been in Austria, you're right. Like we go for beers.
Mm-hmm, you do, yeah. And maybe you go for 4 large beers.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot.
That's 2 liters in Austria.
Yes.
That's 2 liters.
Yes.
When I realized that, I was like, what?
Yeah, and it's so fun because we would say, ach, gehen wir auf einen Spritzer. But I never went for 1 Spritzer. I went for 5 to 10 Spritzer on a weekday. You know?
Well, you're not going to say, hey, let's go for 10 Spritzer.
Yes, but I think it was 10 Spritzer, partly, for me, at least. And for my friends, I think, yeah, it was maybe only eight.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Isn't it a thing that Spritz is not really alcoholic in Austria because it's got water in it? Yeah.
Yes, but that is the issue.
It's like
that is the issue. So, yeah, I think that's a very unhealthy,
The alcohol problem. Let's not call it a problem. The alcohol, there's a lot of fans of alcohol.
The menge, the quantity, amount, yeah. Yes, the amount of alcohol that we drink in Austria, mm-hmm. and also with no awareness, because we're not really aware that it's unhealthy, are we? Like, 3-4 Spritzer ist eigentlich gesund. It's really not. So they know it's actually a fact. We know it's not healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I want to say I'm not the police here, and I'm not saying you are not allowed to ever drink. That's also not my mission at all.
No.
My mission is if you're drinking a lot and it tends to get more, and then if you're stressed or maybe somebody dies or something happens, whatever happens, and you drink more to, you know, ease the pain, that is 1 foot into addiction. And believe you me, to get out of an addiction is a very hard thing. It's really not easy.
Yeah.
So I think Austria needs more awareness on alcohol.
That's a good point.
And the burnout thing, I think the burnout thing is actually a global thing, besonders in den westlichen Ländern, oder? Also, we just have a very toxic culture of needing to function, needing to work, needing to have shiny new things all the time.
Yeah.
So to make the money, to show it on Instagram, etc. It's also, this is a Rattenschwanz. This is not the Teufels...
This is not the
what is it? It's the rat.
The rat's tail. Yes.
Is that an English expression?
No.
No. Okay. Rattenschwanz.
But I like it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rodents.
Rattenschwanz. It's the Rattenschwanz.
It's the Rattenschwanz.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Another
so that's
great
what
word
I'm
for
thinking.
Poetry, along with Topfungulace.
Yes. I don't know the Spanish word. I forgot.
Yeah, but do you think it's this awareness? I think it's really hard to get through because I think alcohol is part of a culture here. Like it's identity related.
Yes.
It's like beer, for example, which is one of the most drunk.
Yes. Most drunk.
The most drunk drink that makes people drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. In Austria.
Or Spritzer.
Yeah.
Spritzer.
Or Aperol Spritzer.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Because hard spirits, they only come out usually later in the evening.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think the problem is the thing that, you know, beer and Spritzer aren't actually alcohol, which is bullshit, of course. But, you know, we tend to treat them that way. And I have the feeling, it is a part of our culture.
Yeah.
And it's exactly, you know, this mechanism of, oh, I had a stressful day. I'm allowed, you know, I'm going to treat myself.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say, or even when I lived in Berlin, people wouldn't drink that much during the week.
No.
So in Austria, it's like this all the time, a lot.
Yeah.
So my psychiatrist buddy, Michael Musalek, says we have the best of both worlds
mm-hmm.
because in the north, they don't drink often, but they drink blackout, you know, to blackout. So they drink a lot. And in the south, they drink often, but not a lot. And in Austria, we mix them and we drink a lot and all the time.
Wow, so, that's interesting.
You know, we're in the middle of those worlds.
But why did it become like that, do you think?
I'm not sure. History.
Yeah. History.
You know,
shit went down.
Yes, you know what happened.
It was.
No. No, I think it's part of the...
I came in 2014. I wasn't there. I didn't do anything.
No, but you know, with the dusting it under the rug,
Yeah, that's
where
it is.
The alcohol helps, no? you know, but the alcohol is part of the Verdrängungsmechanismus that we have in Austria.
Yeah, because then you don't see the lumps in the rug anymore.
Exactly, because you're too drunk and,
it
you know,
looks like
you're,
a gorgeous
you're,
rug.
You know, walking around like this anyway, so you don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it just helps us not see things.
Yeah. The non-alcoholic movement, as in non-alcoholic drink movement, is growing globally.
It is, yeah.
Austria, a bit slower. Yeah. Germany as well.
Yeah.
So it's not just Austria. Europe in general. So Eastern Europe especially and Austria and that. Do you find it hard? So a lot of my friends abroad have now only drink non-alcoholic beer. Like they're like, why would I drink alcohol? Like,
really?
Yeah, because they're like, it makes me feel shit the next day. It's literally...
Wow, yeah.
I mean, they get very extreme about it. It's poison for my body, which I guess is true when you think about it, but still.
It is actually.
Yeah, when you think about it, it is. Not even when you don't think about it. It's like, it's just a fact. It's like...
Yes, it is.
Look at me trying to put it under the rug. Yeah. Don't you fucking...
When you don't think about it, it's not
fucking
poison.
Extremists. Terrorists.
No, there are studies.
Yeah,
it is poison. It is poison.
It's literally poison.
It is actually
poison.
We are
drinking poison.
So, yeah. So what was the question?
What was the point?
Abroad.
Do you find it hard? So here I've noticed that's not a thing. It's not as popular now. There's people that are trying Dryad January and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't last very long and people usually end up back drinking.
Yeah.
Are you finding it hard in social situations to not drink?
It was very hard in the beginning. Yeah. Like the first year was horrible. I couldn't go out. I couldn't go to the bars. I couldn't meet old friends because they would all drink a lot.
Yeah.
And now it's totally fine. But I'm in my fifth year, you know, so I've done quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
But
and
even,
you're also owning it now, as in you're like, you would be, I assume you would be more confident with the position and you can stand in a room and be like,
yes.
I imagine you feel proud that it's like I'm actually at a point that I'm not only not influenced by social opinion, but I'm actually crafting social opinion.
Yeah.
Because you are.
Like, yeah. I don't usually think about it that way, but that's a good way to think about it.
Because you are. Yeah. Like with your comedy show, with the books, with the new book coming out soon.
Yes.
13th no, not of September. Yet. September.
That's not Kulisse.
Oh, no, that's not the
book.
We don't
know. That's the show.
It's the podcast.
But it's in the Kulisse. Kulisse.
Shit. Too many channels.
Listen to my podcast.
Yeah, listen to podcast.
Musa Lekuntit.
Rauschen.
Oh, wow.
Rauschen.
Im Rausch des Lebens.
Im Rausch des Lebens.
Yeah, that's okay. What was the
that's
question?
That's okay. It's not okay.
Yes, I usually... So in the beginning, it was really hard.
Yeah.
But... The thing is, in the beginning, when people didn't know who I, they still don't always know who I am, but they would ask me what I do for a living. And then I'm like, oh, well, I have a show. And then, oh, what's it about? You know, and then I have to tell them,
yeah.
Oh, well, I had an alcohol addiction.
Yeah.
And then the people are, you know, standing with their gin tonic and their wine glasses and they're like, Oh, okay. Well, blah, blah, but do you have a problem? And blah, 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 bye. You know,
taking steps backwards.
Just like do 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 do, and then they're gone. No, so
into a bush.
Yes, yeah.
Like Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Yes. He's like.
I'm glad you got that reference. Otherwise.
Yeah, that's a lovely one.
Yeah.
No, so in the beginning, it was weird. It's still weird sometimes, but often they also get curious.
Okay.
And then they ask.
Yeah.
Oh, how was that? And oh my God, and, is it okay to ask? And I'm like, sure, ask me.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes it's also like, hey, wow, you know, great.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's, well, I don't drink that much. Well, I only drink 5 beers a day, so that's not bad, is it? You know?
5 beers a day is bad.
In the morning.
that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. And I'm like, and I'm
you're
like,
okay by the evening again.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a podcast. Listen to my podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, so people sometimes get weird, but yeah. In the meantime, now I'm fine with it, and I have to say, to just to be honest, if I have a bad day, if I'm stressed, and then I go to a party and everybody is drunk already, and then people are like, you know.
You know, you smell it
shoving the alcohol into my face. I can have a weak moment and think like, ugh, imagine I could just have one glass.
Of course.
And if I think that, I go home.
That's good.
Because I cannot, why would I? You know, why would I stay and suffer? Mm-hmm. So this doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, I love to go out and I love to be with people. Because, and I had a long time where I couldn't do that. I had like 2 years, 3 years where I was in my hermit phase, which was sad and dark and lonely. And so now I want to be part of life again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do that, but yeah, so it can happen. It can happen that I have to go.
Yeah. I imagine you've got to like you needed that time off of socializing to reconfigure so that you work out how to socialize in Austria without alcohol.
Exactly. Exactly. I think in the first year, the chance to have to relapse would have been very, very big, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's just too tough.
Yeah.
It's too tough to sit in a room with people drinking and you're not allowed and you're craving, you know, you're craving alcohol. It's, you know, I loved alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hence the addiction. So.
Wow. But this is very they're close between like the burnout and the alcohol. I think a lot of people just don't know that they're at the point where they should be concerned about it.
Definitely, that was also my issue. I didn't know that I was walking or running into my burnout. I didn't know. I was just working my ass off and trying to make everyone happy.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. And I think that is the point of being raising awareness.
Yeah.
To say, okay, look. These are the Anzeichen.
Yeah.
This is when you might have to do something about it. Or are you being healthy? Are you talking to people? Are you doing some sports maybe or meditating? Or do you have a hobby? Hobbies are good for your psyche, for your mental health. So there's things, you know, you can tick some boxes and see where are you at.
Yeah.
And it's always good and important to check yourself.
Yeah.
I have to still do that because I have a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
And I also tend to work too much, you know?
I understand that. I'm with you there. You can see through my tired eyes. Everybody always says, you look tired. I'm like, that's my look. That's it. You don't need to tell me. Yeah. It's just the degree of tiredness. It goes up and down.
Yes. Well, that's agency life for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's agency life. I think agency life is actually not the right life for me because I'm a person that needs to keep getting that kick, you know?
Like what kind of kick?
Like the kick of achieving something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, this kick of achieving something.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's actually just to make myself feel alive. I love to feel alive. You know this feeling? You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Like you knew that. You know this.
I do.
You know it differently now to back then.
Yeah.
Because alcohol would have helped back then as in like you're out partying and you feel alive. That's what we do in a club or a bar.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you get it from other things.
Yeah.
But that is not healthy in agency life, actually.
Don't you like maybe have goals and then when you achieve that goal, that is the kick or?
For sure. But I'm never satisfied with my goals. Like I'll get to the goal and then I'm like, okay, when's the next kick?
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And also agency life, there's a lot of rejection involved because it's so competitive that you are constantly trying for something, don't get it because there's 20 other people going for it and then you do it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter how good you think you've done. And you get that the best kick out of agency life that I get because I do the creative stuff is when you come up with something you really think, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know that feeling.
Yeah. Well, you're doing that.
Yes. But you're doing that too.
Yeah.
So you're doing that as well.
But the agency life is not a healthy outlet for it, I don't think. I think
maybe you need a second outlet.
I do.
I mean, you have this outlet as well. And
I seek them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not an unhealthy thing. I think that is human to have, you know, to strive for something, to then achieve something. And of course, I think the thing is, you know, you walk to the top of the mountain, and then when you're on the mountain, you should enjoy the view.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you reach the goal. Yeah. You should enjoy that. First, I'm also not that
I'm
good.
Trying to learn that. Yeah,
exactly.
That's really hard.
Learning to be like indulge in the good feeling and the happy feeling.
Yeah.
But then, of course, you know, then the next mountain comes because you want to achieve something else. And that's, I think that's healthy and that's good.
Yeah.
But you and I, we should learn to enjoy the view of the top of the mountain.
It's a very good point. Yeah. I wrote down because I keep a journal now.
Yeah.
Because it's a large part of what keeps me sane. Mm-hmm. And I wrote in it, like I realized every time I'm trying to rest or recharge, I'm never doing it. I'm always thinking of like what I should be doing.
Yes.
How much could I get done with this time?
Yeah.
You know, like, and so, and I wrote down in my journal, I've got to focus more of investing as much passion and energy that I do in achieving what I do in my rest. As in just fucking chilling. Like fucking chill, man.
Yeah, chill.
Because I'm not. Like I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But same. It's I have a really hard time because then when I rest, I need to be productive resting. Yeah. I need to go to yoga and then I need to meditate a bit. And then I need to walk in the forest because that's good for you.
Exactly.
You know, so
you're trying to achieve in your rest.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm still that way. Yeah. I'm
with you there.
Yeah. 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 I mean,
it's hard
helps
to deprogram.
Yeah. Like to have a day and now I don't have I don't have a 9-to-5. So sometimes I have an empty day.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
It's hard for people like us. Yeah.
I can't Netflix and just do nothing. And I think it should be fine. It should really be fine to not be productive. It should really be okay.
Hell yeah.
But you're a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's us. We're like, we're a bit.
That was what we were brought up with.
No? Yeah. I think so. The achieving and the, you know, that hence the many outlets I have.
Yeah,
It's like, ooh, what else can I do? I had a burnout. Let's do something.
Let's do it again. And then write another book about it.
Yes, exactly. I need content.
And this time it's going to be a pop-up book where you got little card cutouts and they pop up when you open the book.
Yes. So no, but yeah, we should really learn that. Yeah.
So we talked a bit. You're writing another book.
Yes, I can't really talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about what's in the book.
Yeah.
But would you consider doing it in a way that's like funny? Like as in that you draw on the inspiration from the stage?
You mean?
As in like being kind of lighthearted about it in a way that makes it accessible.
And then no, but I can't tell you anything.
I know you about the book.
Yes.
Ah, okay. So, you can't tell me that detail either.
No, I cannot
tell you. Let me try another question.
Oh,
about the book.
No, I'm going to say no.
3 hours later again. Now Verena's sleeping.
Yes.
And I'm talking with Teresa.
Yes.
I know Teresa. I should write a book. It's like, it's me then. Teresa's got me writing a book.
Yes, you should write a book.
No.
It's tough, by the way.
I could imagine.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Yeah.
No, but I can't tell you anything about the book.
No, that's okay. We'll steer away from that topic in a classy way.
Okay.
I had a question. Now I've forgotten it. Ask me a question. You've got a podcast.
Oh my God.
You know how to
All
do this.
All this responsibility.
A question is a big responsibility.
Okay, so tell me, how do you rest? If you get to rest, like I told you about my walking in the forest and the yoga, what is your rest?
I go for a run. I go for a run.
Question?
Yeah.
Do you listen to music or do you actually run?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'm a music guy or a podcast.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Have you tried to run without anything in your ears?
No.
Try it. Oh my God. This is the thing. You know, we're always beschallt von Dingen.
Right.
Like try to go for a run. I mean, it can be uncomfortable in the beginning, but try it out. It's really clearing for the head.
You're right.
Because, you know, you're always and a podcast is information. So you're running and you have like an Beschallung die ganze Zeit.
So true.
Yeah, I mean, I bike to work. Whenever I get out of the office, I put my earphones in immediately without even thinking and put on the next podcast episode.
Yes, that's a lot of input for your brain and for your body and your soul.
Yeah.
No, but really, this is what I try. Also, going with the U-Bahn or anything, to not listen or not Instagram. Just look at the people, look around, and you know, give your brain that possibility to have a rest, actually. And that's also really good for walking. Like,
that's really good advice.
It's really, because wir sind alle viel zu beschallt mit Dingen.
Yeah. Yeah, I run in the Prater and always at the end, I take my headphones out and I listen, because it's early in the morning. So there's always the birds in summer and stuff. I'm like, why did I have music in there the whole time?
Why don't you try? Why don't you try?
I should try.
Like, only one run.
But I find it harder to run further when I haven't got the...
Well, then do a smaller run for once. Yeah. Like, yeah. I get it. I totally get it.
But I got to achieve the run.
Exactly. Do you have an
greater
app?
Things.
Are you tracking your running?
No.
Good. Oh, that's really good. No. I'm happy to hear.
I always just run until I'm done and then I turn around.
Okay. Well, but that's really good.
Yeah. I don't run to perform.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's really my release. Yeah.
Do you have this? No, you don't. There's this ring that tracks everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was speaking to a guy the other day. He was visiting and he has a armband. It's not a watch or anything. And it's literally tracking how, like, all your actions throughout a day, including sleep, food, activity, it is tracking how much you are adding to your life.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is doch Psychoterror.
This is crazy, no?
It's really crazy.
Like,
I don't know if it's good for us.
I don't think that's good at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because he had on there, he was in the positive, right? But he was also obsessed with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Imagine it all of a sudden being negative, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you lost 2 days of your life today.
That's fucked.
That's really fucked. That's insane.
You're like gonna red minus two
imagine.
Days of your life. You're like, fuck, what
are you? Or you went on a bender and then it's like minus 3 months.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
3 years.
No, but that's insane.
Because to earn it back would be, it's really hard. Like, to lose it, it's very easy. Like, to lose days to your life.
My God.
This is like a gamification of our lives.
Yes. I do not think that's
healthy. That's insane.
I
just realized now how bad it is.
Yeah, it's really bad. I also have a friend who then says, oh my God, I haven't walked my 10,000 steps today. And, you know, having to do the 10,000 steps every day, because if not, the ring tells her something bad. I don't know, you know? So...
The ring.
Precious. You're the precious.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. September the 13th. September the 13th.
And then I snored at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and then I went, you know, it's like.
That's the ring speaking to her.
You woke up. You woke up. You had horrible sleep.
Yeah.
You need to eat more protein. Yes.
I just Google. And also, on top of all of that, having ChatGPT as your therapist, that is the next level of, you know, having the ring and then ChatGPT as your
All you need to
buddy.
Do, the final step would be to plug the ring into ChatGPT and be
oh my God. Oh my God.
And be like, tell me everything.
Yes.
You're fucked. Like everybody else.
Yes. Exactly.
But
doesn't matter anyways.
There's another layer to it. No. So in this app he was showing me, get it.
Yeah,
ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
They are ranking you against others.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like a marathon. So there's a guy on there that's doing like 20 deadlifts a day, or like 20 hours of deadlifts a day, and he's top of the chart. He's going to live forever. But he's only got like...
How old is he going to be? Like 150 or...
Exactly. He's only got
does
like...
Does he know? Like, does the app say?
It's not scientific. I don't think there's any science to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's completely bullshit.
It's horrible.
It's a great sell though.
Yeah.
Because it's gamifying lives.
Yeah.
As if you're in a computer game.
Yes, that's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
I think that is a trend we should not do.
No.
Like, you know, all of these things, like... The apps, the ChatGPT, I think is very dangerous, to be honest. I mean, it has a lot of positive things to it as well, but yeah.
I think we're losing the grip of
human. Like, what's human?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because when you're tracking yourself like that, you're not a human anymore.
Yeah. And with ChatGPT, if you have a problem,
yeah,
and you ask immediately, you lose the ability to problem solve yourself. You know?
That's true.
So, because if you don't sit and brood and think about it, yeah, and you're like, oh, fuck, man, whatever. And yeah, then you learn your lesson because, you know, you're processing it.
That's true.
I think that is very different to immediately asking ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And I think many young people are using it as a therapist, for example, like, oh my God, he broke up with me and what am I going to do? And I'm going to write him.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
There's even a diagnosis for it already that, for people that have an over-reliance or a too deep a relationship with ChatGPT.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah. A guy was telling me about it last night. He might have been bullshitting. But he has a big relationship with ChatGPT, as in he's not in like doing relationship advice or anything like that, but he's optimizing everything in his life with this app.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like that takes the joy out. That's the biggest problem for me. It takes the joy out of everything in terms of making a decision yourself and winning from that decision or losing.
Yes.
And being like, okay, that's life.
Yeah. No, and you learn from rejection. You know, you learn from the tough stuff. That's where you learn, actually. You know, when it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
And yeah, we shouldn't lose that ability.
Yeah. And they've designed ChatGPT to be super positive towards you. So you never lose with ChatGPT.
No.
Always
and
right.
it tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
And your therapist doesn't always tell you what you want to hear. You know?
That's true.
Like a human one, the real one. Yeah. So I think that's a
is
bit
Teresa
of a dangerous
real?
Thing.
No, Teresa's not the therapist.
We're not gonna talk, you know, we're not gonna say her name, but she's real. Yeah, yeah, she's real.
We do not mention her name.
Yeah, no, we shall not.
Okay.
She's my secret. Yeah.
Good. I very much enjoyed this discussion.
Me too, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Patty for recommending.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good
shout
boy.
Out. Yeah.
Do you have a song for our worst playlist? Do you remember?
I do.
Yeah. It can be anything.
I know. I forgot the band name now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the name.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. It's called Angst in My Pants. Do you know it?
It's just going to be in your porn intimacy podcast. Angst in My Pants.
Angst in My Pants.
No, I don't know it.
I think it's from the 80s or something.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's actually, I have a little story to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So also an embarrassing fact about myself is sometimes when I cannot fall asleep, I watch an episode of Gilmore Girls because, I don't know, it just makes me fall asleep.
I do Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Millennials.
Yep, there you go. Yay! So, and I've seen it many a times. I don't know how many times. I know it all. And all of a sudden, not long ago, there's this scene and this song comes up. And I'm sure I've seen this episode 10 times, but it's the first time that I hear the song. And
interesting.
I loved it. And then I Googled it and then I found it. And now it was in my head. So that's
Did
why I brought
Shazam
that song.
It?
No, I did it the old way, I think. I think I like Googled and I put the words in like old school, you know, without Shazam. And I found it on YouTube.
Okay.
And
I like that. Isn't it funny? Like I also have this where there's some songs I've listened to 100 times, but I've never listened to them. The lyrics until they fit within my life situation.
Yes, yes.
And then I'm like, wow, this song is revelationary.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Like, or revolutionary. I don't know.
Both of it. Yeah,
Rausch,
and I,
Rausch,
yes,
Rausch.
Rausch. Im Rausch des Lebens, 13. September in der Kulisse Wien.
We're great at promoting ourselves.
Yes. No, and it's cute. And I always have angst in my pants, so...
Don't we all?
Don't we all? It's like a millennium thing, I think, you know, like angst in her pants.
Yeah, definitely our personality types.
And he sings something like, oh, don't worry, blah, it'll go away. And da 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 da. And then in the end, he says, it'll never go away.
Great.
You need to listen to the song. It's cute.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I brought a song that fits the situation. I was very proud. It came to my mind. I remember my uncle, for some reason, played it to me when I was a kid. And it's called Mr. Natural.
I don't know if it ever became famous.
Okay.
But he would play it and the song goes, I don't drink. Da, na, 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 na. I don't smoke. Da, na. Like as if he's really cool. That he doesn't do any of these things.
Yes.
And it's a really cool sounding song.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. I am Mr. Natural.
You're doing a great job.
Yes. All right. Yeah. I'll stop.
Okay. No, I love it. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to like part, parting words from this audience? Promote your stuff.
Please. No. 13. September. No, but no, I wouldn't. You know, I never do that.
Check it out. Yeah. Check out the website. No.
But you know, you never asked me like what my expat thing is or if I'm Austrian or not. I actually expected something like that. And you could ask me in the end now.
We can cut this and put it at the beginning.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Are you an expat?
That's the question.
Well, I almost am.
Okay, so let me ask you, where are you from?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Oh.
So I was born in Austria, but I moved to Hong Kong when I was 2 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
Why weren't we talking about this earlier?
My accent isn't that Austrian. Would you say it's a
it's
very
not
Austrian?
Austrian as well at all.
Yeah, see.
But I've met a lot of Austrians where they're just like, okay, they could have just been living in America or Britain.
Oh, I thought I was special.
You are special. Okay. You've got a beautiful Hong Kongian accent.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. You knew, right? You knew.
Hong Kong
accent. Yes, Hong Kong in an accent, yes.
But
so,
tell me. What
happened
there?
Up in Hong Kong. And
why?
Yeah. Oh, my dad had business going on there.
My dad had business.
But my dad had the business to import.
With the
Chinese.
Okay.
And I went to school there and I came back. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the funny thing is, and this is what I wanted to tell you, I came back with 11 and the Austrian kids really didn't like me. Because they thought I was a liar. They thought I was German because I didn't know how to speak Austrian yet. And they would
spoke German, but not
yes,
clear.
Yes, exactly. Like Austrian. Hochdeutsch. Mm-hmm. I still speak rather Hochdeutsch also on stage. And,
which is nice.
Yeah. And they would totally diss me and did, you know, be really, really mean to me. And then I really wanted to go to the international school, but it was on the other end of town. So I had to stay at a Catholic Halbinternat in Strebersdorf. Wow. And it was hell.
Sounds horrible.
Yes, it was horrible.
In Strebersdorf,
yes.
Streber, yeah. Isn't that a word for somebody that shows off?
Yes, Streber or somebody that, you know,
so that's
learns
a
lot.
Of show-offs.
Yes. And those kids were all like little show-offs. And they were all Austrian. And, you know, I didn't know Austrians because I was in school with one girl from Thailand, one from Switzerland, and a guy from the UK, a Spanish boy. And then it was only Austrians and they were all racist. It was really bad.
They were all racist.
And they were racist towards me. And I was actually an Austrian. They were like, du blöde Piefke.
What?
Yes.
So I'm not a Piefke. Yes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they did.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they did. They were like, you're lying. You're not from Hong Kong.
What the
you're
fuck?
You're German.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was really tough back then.
Like Patrick said in the last episode, he thinks that the Germans are the only ones it's okay to be racist towards in Austria.
Yeah. Yes.
But
wow.
And what was your first impression then of the Austrians? It was great.
I did not like the Austrians. Yeah.
That would have been tough.
That was very tough. And, you know, like early teens, that's not a good time to be the outsider. No. And when I was 18, I actually moved away because I was like, fuck this.
Where did you move?
I moved to Spain. Oh. Yeah. First Spain and then Berlin after a while. And then I lived in Berlin for a couple of years. And after Berlin, I was like, oh, Vienna is so clean and nice. And I was really happy to go. Back and I was like, Vienna's not that bad, is
this,
it?
This is what I think most people's experience of Berlin is like, that when they go from Vienna, they always are coming back. They appreciate Vienna more after they come back.
And now I'm super happy.
Because Berlin is big as well. It's impersonal.
Huge. It's huge.
Unless you find your people, which is really hard.
I didn't, for example.
Yeah.
I didn't. And I did a lot of partying, of course.
Yeah.
So I was in a bit of a...
Yeah.
Dark period.
The party people never stick.
No, they don't. No.
Or rarely. Rarely.
Yes.
Some people, I guess. But.
Yeah. And so, but now I am very, very happy in Austria. But so I have a little bit of a, you know, international.
Do you feel Austrian?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But
Do you feel like you're a Hong Konganese?
No. But I do feel...
I should
feel,
learn what that word is.
Yes.
Hong Kongers?
I don't even know.
Hong Kongian?
Oh my God, this is... embarrassing.
No, I don't, not at all.
No, no, no. Hong Kong.
You're just part Hongkongese. I'm a that you don't know.
Part of the OG, original.
Exactly.
Yes. No, no. But I feel like it helped me a lot. You know, I feel like oftentimes I feel Austrians can be very engstirnig. And I'm very thankful that I don't have that, or I think I don't, you know, so I'm, because I had a different kind of childhood. So this helped me be more.
It was so pleasant when you came in, you were so open and like,
as
in you felt it as in like, this is a great person, you know, like this is really, really
Blush.
Give good vibes in the world, you know, your vibe in the world. Thanks. Really, I mean it.
That is so lovely.
No, I mean it. Thank you. It's true. I said to Patrick last week, we don't give each other enough compliments.
Yes.
We're always fucking.
Well, you know what? You did such a great job today and it was such a lovely interview.
Oh, look at that. You got my hint. I needed a compliment today.
Well, this was the best podcast I've ever, ever. Been on, ever.
Except mine.
Really? Yes.
September 30th.
Yes. Exactly.
I recommend everything that you're doing
Thank
to the people
you so
out there.
Much.
Really.
That is so nice of you.
I feel like you're like this up and coming.
Aww.
I mean, you're already up, but you're still coming up.
Yeah, yeah. There's still a road to travel, I would say.
Yeah.
It's been a wild ride up
You're
to
like
now.
The second district in Vienna. Like,
you think?
Up and coming.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool. I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still not fully gentrified.
No.
still got a few brothels around.
Yeah. Here and there, you know.
It's a nice big park.
But that's part of it, you know, part of the charm.
Exactly.
Yeah, but a bit of a broken
Large
bird,
Orthodox
maybe.
Jew population.
Not sure what analogy
I'm going
with. That's a great compliment. I'm taking it.
Okay.
It's a good compliment. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And did you want to say anything else?
Like, No, not really. Oh, yeah. No.
Did I want to say?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't believe we didn't even talk about that before.
Yeah, I thought you would ask.
Yeah, I didn't want to go for the obvious, you know?
No, but we clarified it. So I'm happy we did in the end.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place to grow up. I like Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was cool.
Spent some time there. But Singapore and Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was still British colony when I was there. So that's how old I am.
No, that's not how old you are. It's not that long ago. But now it's like pretty much Chinese again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot happened in our lives.
Oh, yeah. A lot has happened.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Now what?
How long can you do the silence?
Oh, I'm really not good with silence.
I bet you I can do it longer than you.
No, no, please, let's not do it. I get scared. I'm like, oh, what should I say? What? Hello, my name is... I'm just going to start talking about something.
No. Go on. Let's see.
No.
Okay, I won't do it. Yeah, That's cruel. It's not nice. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. It was really lovely. No, I really mean it.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I got my kick for today now. Yeah. Thank you.
Me too.
Something good.
This was good. The mountain has been climbed.
Exactly. We are the mountain.
We are the mountain.
For the next 10 seconds.
Yes, and then
we'll be like again, I want to climb a mountain again.
Yes, exactly.
Like when hiking, you went hiking.
Yeah,
I did. You said you're a hiker.
Yeah.
And that's so much for me. When I finish hiking, I feel like this high. It's such a high.
I love
hiking. It's so hard work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a big hiker.
Yeah, Austria is a great place to be for hikers.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I think we've finished up now for the fourth time.
I've got a perfect ending.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Let's all be better at enjoying the view. When we're hiking up a mountain.
That's deep.
That's what do you call it? Callback. No, a shoutback. Fuck.
I don't even know.
Gabriel would know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Am I a comedian even?
You're funny. I think that's the prerequisite. I think that's
You'll see on the 13th of September. Because you're going to come.
I'm going to come. 100%. I'm really dead serious.
Good.
I'm there.
Maybe Patrick will join.
Yeah,
I'll ask
we can leave Patrick behind. It's enough Patrick for today.
Okay.
No, we'll bring Patty with. Patty's always working. He's going to listen to this and he's going to be having a go at me later.
I think he's going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
What can I recommend again? Should I recommend it all again?
I don't know.
Just go to Verena Vagina Titsa's. Sorry.
Only I am allowed to say yes.
website, which is literally verinatitze.at or .com, no?
.com.
You should do your shit in English as well.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, but you know, there's two
not
arms
here.
And two. Yeah, no.
I swear.
Yes. People have been saying that to me, actually. But it's a lot of work. I mean,
take it back to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
You can shoulder. No, and yeah. You could go back to the school and in Strebersdorf like,
yes.
And be the Streber.
Yes, I could. Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually the director asked me to come to the school and do my show.
You should.
Then he was like, oh, but, and I'm like, well, I talk about sex and alcohol and burnout. And he's like, well, maybe we can change it up a bit, you know, because it's not really jugendfrei. But
we
you'll
can
see.
Change it up a bit. What are you going to, he's going to beep you?
Yeah.
Stand on stage with a honk every time you're going to say something dirty?
I don't know. Yeah. So my program, by the way, is not really jugendfrei. I would, I don't know.
Oh, now I can't come.
But it's not dirty.
No, that's, I mean, that's the director's problem, not mine.
Yes.
Like he, but yeah, I mean, how can you change it up a bit?
I can't. But yes, I will do it in English as well.
Okay. That's it then, Verina.
It.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
It's our
thank
last
so
time. We're going to end it
yes,
now.
Please,
okay?
Yes. Now we're done.
Yeah. Okay. And no matter how bad you've got it, according to the Viennese, they've got it worse. Bussi and Papa. The Worst Guide to Living in Austria is a Worst Agency production, hosted by Jacob Moss and Gabriel Schascher Schaffler. It's dropped every Monday and available everywhere you get your podcasts.